It sounds like the roller derby lifestyle is a rigorous commitment reserved for only the most freewheeling girls with nothing to lose. Meet Puncherello, captain of the LA Derby Dolls Siren Squad by night, but by day...
I teach 8th graders. I teach chemistry and physics, and I love my job. I think it's great.
Any woman can join the roster of more than 80 LA Derby Dolls. Puncherello found the team by mistake when looking for a jogging partner.
No, I never thought I would be doing this. In fact, when I read the ad on Craigslist, I was looking for hiking partners, and I saw an all-girl roller derby, and I came in, and there's just a bunch of, you know, regular-looking women, all different shapes and sizes. What a great group. I mean, we all kind of fell in love with each other and had fun together, and we became fast friends.
So far, she's kept it a secret from her students, lest they find photos of their role model science teacher in short skirts and fishnets on the Derby Dolls website.
I'm kind of torn because I think that roller derby is a great sport. I think it's a great thing for kids to get involved in, for kids to see a bunch of empowered women, and that any type of woman can do this sport and just succeed.
Puncherello says it might actually work to her advantage if they found out, but she doesn't worry about it.
Maybe it'll help with the classroom discipline. I mean, I'm pretty strict anyway, but I can kick their ass if they screw around.
Her teammates admire her, but one star siren, Letha Injection, sees no reason for anyone with the itch to skate to hold themselves back from their roller derby dreams.
You should kick yourself in the face if you don't try. You should at least try. Because every single one of us started out pretty sketchy. I mean, my skate experience was like 7th grade, junior high makeout.
It doesn't take long to acclimate to roller derby. Beginners are thoroughly trained to be bout ready in twice weekly fresh meat practices.
I'd say within anywhere between 3 and 6 months, give or take, you're feeling amazing on skates and really into it and trying new stuff, so. Especially at the rate that we practice.
In addition to required practices 2 or 3 times per week, each Derby Doll pays $80 a month towards team expenses, which includes rent for a large, crowd-friendly practice space in a little Tokyo mall. But Puncherello says that may change.
Eventually, we won't have to pay, and maybe we'll get compensated as well. But that's a ways. But we don't really care about that right now. We love the sport.
They certainly get their perks on game day.
We have a chiropractic group, a soft tissue, coming in, and they work on us during our games, which is amazing. We have tons of help from people, it's great. And a lot of people just want to be a part of it. It's exciting.
So if you want to get in great shape and gain friends for life who may occasionally knock you over, why not roller derby? But as Letha Injection warns, it's a huge commitment.
Everything about it, it's 24/7. It consumes your life completely. So you definitely have to be willing to become, if you're a derby doll, you are a derby doll first before anything else.
Just don't tell that to the principal at the middle school where Puncherello teaches. For Annenberg Radio News, I'm Andy Sternberg with the LA Derby Dolls in Los Angeles.